previously on the Phil Henry Show.
Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a question. Is this gentleman a Christian?
Am I what, ma'am?
Are you a Christian, sir?
Sure.
You are a Christian.
Yeah.
And how long have you been a practicing Christian? Had you gone to church as a child and everything else?
Yeah.
And you just barely found out that Christ was a Jew?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well,
you don't walk into church every day and they don't say, here is our Jewish leader, Jesus. Nobody ever says that.
Oh, sir, I teach Sunday school.
Well, you teach Sunday school. You see what I'm saying? You guys are educated. I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill idiots. I was baptized as an infant. I'm a Christian.
Okay, sir. Well, you know what? Right
you eat
now,
ham?
What?
You eat ham?
Do I eat ham?
Yeah.
Well, for Easter this year, we're having steak and lobster.
Okay. But Christ. Lobster.
Well?
What's wrong with that?
That's not kosher either.
Oh, that's
Why
right.
Why is that not kosher?
Shellfish is not kosher.
Why not?
I don't know. Ask the Jewish people. It's not. It's a bottom. First of all, the reason why it's not kosher, it's bottom dwelling. It eats garbage. All shellfish are bottom dwelling garbage eaters. It's
okay,
like eating
well,
a cockroach.
Okay, what you're going to eat for dinner on Sunday?
It's
I'll
like
eat
eating.
Eat
it's like
dinner.
Eating a cockroach. Are you teach and you don't know that that's not kosher?
Sir,
something? You're not that much of a teacher. You're eating shellfish and ham.
I am not eating ham.
Do you remember that book by Dr. Seuss, Shellfish and Ham?
No, sir, I'm not.
It was all about hating Jews.
No, sir.
And
Dr. Seuss
also,
didn't hate
sir?
Jews, okay?
Well,
sir,
crap. Yes, green eggs
sir?
And ham. What a Jew hater. Yes,
sir?
Ma'am.
Sir,
yes.
I am not a Jew hater.
Well, then
I
you better start
Christian.
Learning about
now,
shellfish.
Sir, will you please let me finish?
Learn about shellfish.
Sir,
learn about
let
shellfish.
Me finish.
Learn about
sir?
Shellfish.
Sir, I have listened to you. I'm asking you for the same respect just to listen to me. You claim to be a Christian and everything.
Well, you claim to be a teacher,
am,
but you
I,
didn't
I,
know anything about kosher.
No, I am a Christian,
well,
and
you
and
know
I
about
even
shellfish.
Love you, and I even love you.
You know shellfish.
You know, but you know what?
Do you know about shellfish?
Do you know what? Even
you,
about
you,
shellfish.
You don't want to
you know
be
what?
Wrong.
I'm not going to get
you
off.
You're like
on.
A lot of teachers. You don't want to be wrong.
Sir,
just tell
sir,
me you didn't know
sir,
anything about shellfish.
Sir,
you know anything about BLTs?
Sir, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you about
no,
food.
Of course not. You don't want to talk to anybody that's smarter than you.
Oh, sir.
Well,
listen to me, sir.
Oh, sir.
As far as the Jews, okay?
Christians are paying the
Christ,
Jews back for killing Jesus.
Okay,
the
Christ
Jews didn't even do it. The Wops did.
Jews, sir.
The Wops did it.
I believe that the Romans were the ones that carried out the act. But
what?
Like the previous caller said, Christ came down here knowing that he had to
here.
Die for us. That he had to die for us. The Romans were the one that carried out the act.
You got
however,
it.
However.
You got it.
Yeah, I will agree
you.
With you on that. But,
okay.
sir, those priests...
And what
those
about
Jewish
the BLT?
Priests, they're the ones that went to Pilate.
What about the BLT?
Sir,
what about
they're
the BLT?
Ones that went to him and told him the things that they had
and by
to
the way, they're called rabbis. You know, you really are very uneducated when it comes to Jewish people.
Okay.
Jewish priests, they're called rabbis, and shellfish ain't kosher. All right, next call, Phil.
What do you mean, what about the BLT?
She don't know nothing about BLT.
Well, sir, why are we talking about food?
Because the BLT is pork.
What
pork goes
doing,
into the
sir,
Jewish
you're
deli.
Taking a subject.
No.
You are taking a subject,
no, ma'am.
Sir.
No, ma'am.
You know what,
what?
Sir? Listen.
What?
You know what?
What?
I disagree with a lot of what you're saying.
Thank you.
But that does not change the fact...
That you love me.
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
And I love you, too.
Because I am a Christian.
And
I
love you.
Christian, and I
love you
live
very
it.
Much. I love you very much.
And I live it. I love the Jews. I love the Italians. I love the Romans.
You
I love
the
all.
Wops that killed Jesus. Boy, that takes
well,
some time.
You know what?
Oh, come
it had
on,
to happen.
Well,
it had to happen.
I love
if
you.
If it wouldn't have happened, sir, we'd all be
I love
be
you
doing.
And I want you. What do you
huh?
think of that? I love you and I want you.
You want me?
Yes.
I'm not even going
to What is that supposed to mean?
She said that she loved me.
I do. I love you with the love of the Lord.
And I love you. And I want you. What is wrong with that?
Want me as in which way, sir?
I want you to show me how you love me. How would you love me?
How I'd love you is I would let you voice your opinion. I would let you speak.
Well, let's say
you
and I were having coffee.
Huh?
Let's say you and I were having coffee.
Okay, we're having coffee. That's fine. I'd probably buy your cup of coffee.
That's it?
What are you doing, man? She's telling you that she loves you.
Just shut up for a minute. Is that it?
That would be it, yes.
You wouldn't want to tell me what, you know?
No.
What you like?
I can. You know what?
You want to tell me what you like?
You have now taken it to another level.
Tell me what
as
you
as a Christian, I'm not even going
like.
To go at.
What do you like?
You know what? I really enjoy your show.
You know that
I appreciate
bath
it.
Oil?
My family enjoys it. My husband, my son, they listen to you guys all the time.
The bath oil?
I just happened to have it on because
yeah.
I was doing the dishes while they were listening to it.
You like a silk robe on a guy?
And this man needs to really go back and read his Bible.
Tell me what you like.
He really needs to go back and read his Bible
tell
and really
want.
Know what Christianity stands
tell
for.
Tell me how you like it.
All right,
tell
sir.
Me how you like it.
Thank you.
Tell me how
goodbye.
You like it. Tell me how you like it. God.
Okay, 1-800-4, there you go. That's from Friday, was it? 1-800-449-8686. This is a little pre-Easter with our Vice President of Syndication, David G. Hall. Tell me what you like. The real Christian love. Tell me what you like, and you dig that back door. God, how you allowed that on the air, Taylor. I'm going to fire you, man, next time you don't dump stuff like that. Anyway, welcome to our program at 1-800-449-8686. Have a few interesting interviews planned for you today. We had Easter yesterday at my house. Let me say this without being too specific. I've got a really oddball family. I've got really strange people in my family. And there was some there was some stuff going on yesterday. There were some accusations flying yesterday that I couldn't buy. Accusations of one member of one family hitting on the girlfriend of another member of another family. And, you know, some serious questioning as to parentage. Just, and then at one point, what happened at one point? There was a, just oddball, I can't get specific, but, you know, yeah, at one point somebody was telling me how much money they're making. And on my side of the family, we have a lot of great voices because I guess, I don't know why. Oh, yeah, and there was a lot of alcohol. So you mix that all in. Thank you, Craig, for reminding me. I was trying to forget. So there was a lot of booze, too. Now, I have a, I guess I got a good voice. I'm on the radio. I'm not saying that I got the greatest voice in the world, but I guess I have a passably, acceptably pleasing-sounding voice so people can stand listening to me for a few seconds at a time. And there's other certain members of our family who have nice voices, you know. And, like, I'm on the phone with them yesterday, and they're saying, I said, so how's business, man?
You know.
Well, what?
I'm probably making more money today than I've ever made before in my life.
It's like I'm talking to Richard Basehart or something, you know?
Run silent, run deep.
Voyage to the bottom of the sea.
I'm making more money. So how you doing there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, man.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. Will you knock it off? You ever met somebody and they talk that way to you? I met a guy in Atlanta. I was working with a guy at a station in Atlanta who would talk that way. You know, hey, how you doing, Bobby, or whatever the hell his name was?
I'm doing very good, Phil. And, you know, do you enjoy Atlanta? Do you like it here? Would you like to go home with me?
Whatever. So I got to deal with this, and I had, like I said, these accusations flying about hitting on other people's girlfriends, that was going on. And then my mother, God bless her, she has a pre-Parkinson's condition. Now, this is a woman who's in her late 80s, so I say she's doing pretty damn good. Her mind's fine. There's nothing wrong with her mind. In fact, I try to mess her mind up more. I gave her champagne and Chambord. I was trying to get her mind messed up because her mind's so good. It's sharp. But she has this little Parkinson's thing, so she's got one of these little walkers, right? And if you know anything about it, it's hard for people who have Parkinson's to walk. And sometimes they kind of got to get themselves going, and then they're okay. So from the car to where we sat her down, I said, my mom's coming. I got to have a place to sit her. So I got a chair and sat her in front of the NBA. Because my mom, believe it or not, she's a basketball fan. She likes to watch the games. There were three good games on yesterday, none of which I was really able to. Did the Lakers win? I wasn't able. They did. Okay. I watched, but I don't remember anybody. I remember the Knicks winning. And was it a good game? By how many points? 15. So it was a good game because the Lakers smoked the Kings, is what you're telling me. All right. Well, you mean the Kings won by 15? Good, Mike. Thanks a lot for that information. So I know they won. So she's sitting in front of the game, and I said, well, how you doing there, Mom? Oh, I'm fine, you know. And I went and I got her. I tried to get her loaded. Well, then when she finally gets up, it takes forever for her to go say 8 feet to the can. This is a half hour. And in the middle of it, she starts laughing. She starts to laugh hysterically because she realizes it's funnier than hell. And also it kind of makes her nervous to have people staring at her while she's trying to get going in her little push cart thing. I'm not talking about the cart that you sit in. I mean, she's got a walker. So she's laughing her ass off, almost falling down. It's going to take 6 years for her to go from the chair over to the car, which is about 5 feet. And I'm standing there and I want to get everything kind of moved along. It's like, yeah, I want to pick her up and just throw her into the car. And finally, we get her over there about a half hour later, you know, and I was, like, monitoring her every step of the way so she could get into the car, and she's laughing her ass off, and somebody said something to her about her hair looking funny, so that took her down into a, you know, she was pissed off about that, and it just, it was a real fun-filled afternoon with my pre-Parkinson's mom. But like I say, she's doing better than some people that age. She's got her brains, okay? She can still think and talk and communicate. She's not doing any of that Alzheimer's jazz. As far as I could tell, anyway. I think probably between the two of us, I'm the one with Alzheimer's. All she has is that little walker. And I said to her, why don't you get one of them little golf cart things? You know, those little the buzzing around chairs? That's the ultimate flag of surrender for her. She'll never do that. She's going to take 15 years to go to the can or know the reason why. Well, good for her. She's going to sit there, get up, go to the bathroom, the whole process, about 4 hours. Good for you, Mom. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back. This is part five in our seven-part series, Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution. We are talking an awful lot about domestic abuse in America because we want you to stay as informed and as on top of it as you possibly can. We've been looking over the last few days for people who have had this terribly traumatic experience, and we want to talk today to a man who has been guilty of abusing his wife, and we're also going to talk to him about his suspicions that she may be looking to violently answer back or violently gain some retribution. This is something that's very tough to talk about because, on the one hand, if you have a woman who's been abused, you feel for her. On the other hand, you don't want the law to further be broken. And I don't know that the law has been broken in that respect. We're going to bring the gentleman on in just a moment from Corona, California, here on Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution, Part 5 in our seven-part series. Let me get Steve on the line. We are not using any last names on the program generally when we do our seven-part series. Steve, how are you?
Very good, sir.
And you are in Corona, California?
Yes, sir.
And you... Tell me a little bit, first of all, about your wife and what happened. Do you believe that your wife wants to kill you?
I do believe it at present time. She does want to kill me. I believe that I was abusive to her at one time, and she and I had a difficult time kind of reconciling ourselves to that.
Can you tell me what happened?
It was... situation where I grabbed her by the arm, I shoved her out the door of a bar because she'd been dancing and she had been drinking and was dancing after hours, and I had told her that I wanted to leave and she would not leave.
So she was having a lot to drink and she was dancing. Was she dancing with other men?
No, she wouldn't dance with other men, but she was dancing in a very provocative fashion, and I did want her to leave. She would not leave, so I grabbed her by the arm and I shoved her out the door. And she had some bruising. And
how long ago was this?
This was 6 months ago.
6 months ago? You say she had bruising on her arm?
Yes, sir, she did. And I'm very, very sorry. And I've apologized to her up one side and down the other. And I've tried to tell her so very deeply how much I'm sorry that that happened. And I certainly don't want her to kill me. And I do feel... in my heart that there's something going on now.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you. You feel that your wife is so angry at you for abusing her. And let me say here, while I don't believe that any man should manhandle a woman that way, it doesn't sound like the kind of abuse that...
No, sir, it was abuse, straight out. I mean, I...
But you didn't smack her, or...
No, but I did. I grabbed her, and I bruised her, and I shoved her out the door. I did. I treated her very roughly, and I'm very, very sorry for it.
And how did she feel about it?
She was angry about it. And she was very angry that I would treat her like that.
Did she fall down, or...
She didn't fall or nothing, but I did push her out the door. And she let... I'll tell you what, right now, she gave me hell about it. She told me that if I was ever going to put my hands on her again... She was really, really angry about it, and I've since then I feel very bad because I feel personally, you know, that I had never done that before. And
but you're feeling bad because you think your wife is planning to kill you.
I think she's got something in mind, and then
what are the signs?
I'm just my wife is a very smart woman, and she's a very good cook. I don't know. What she would have in plan, but I've seen things add up when you add one thing after another. But I'm almost certain that for 15 years she had never brought me a beer. And the other day I was out in my workshop, which I immediately, she comes in all of a sudden with a beer. How did that happen, you know? And
your wife brought you a beer?
Yeah.
And that was unusual. Why? Because in 15 years she hadn't?
I don't believe so, no, sir. And I immediately poured it down the drain. Because,
why do you suspect that she wants to kill you? Because
of the domestic abuse deal, and because of the fact that she's into this Dixie Chicks thing,
Now the Dixie Chicks, we're going to get into that in just a moment. But she brought you a beer, and you poured it down the drain.
Yeah, and I heard some very gurgling sounds. I heard what could be acidic or alkaline content of the beer. She was sharpening a knife that she uses for paring carrots, and she was whistling. And if you've ever seen a woman whistle and sharpen a knife. Brother, you know what that's all about. You know what that's all about. You know, so I'm just saying that I just feel...
No, wait a minute. Your wife was sharpening a knife.
She was also paring some carrots down, and she said, I said to her, what are you doing? And she says, it's for you. Okay.
All right, so she brought you a beer, and you poured it down the sink thinking that she was going to poison you. She's also got a carrot knife that she's...
She's whistling and using the carrot knife. The other thing, she finally wanted to know, you know, how tall I was. Okay?
Yeah.
She measured me, and then she started clearing out her trunk of her car.
Okay, so your wife measured how tall you were and then started clearing out the trunk of her car.
Yes, sir. Now, the...
Let's get to this Dixie Chicks thing.
Well, that's the thing that's the most important thing. The Dixie Chicks have got a song, and I think I've also spoken to my attorney. I think that there's a possibility I could have him indicted for murder or conspiracy to commit murder.
Now, you mentioned this Dixie Chicks song called, what is it?
Goodbye, Earl.
Goodbye, Earl. Can we hear this now? Do we have time to hear this? Here's a few lines from... This is Goodbye, Earl. Now, what is this about? Tell us.
Yes, sir. This is a song about a woman who... Her husband abused her physically, and she's going to kill him. I came home. Probably about 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night, and my wife had. Well, here's the lyrics.
Yeah, let's listen to this, and then you tell me what happened.
High school days, both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA.
She's going to kill this man.
She's going to kill him.
This is the Dixie Chicks, a world exclusive.
Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl.
Now here comes the part.
Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Oh, she's getting abused?
Right.
She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her bruise. Well, she
okay, all right, let's cut to... All right, so Earl has beaten her up?
Yes, sir. Now, my wife was listening to that song, dancing around.
Hold the line. We'll be right with you. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. Welcome back to part five in our seven-part series, Domestic Abuse in America. This is The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. And we do take time to try to keep you abreast of situations going on in our country relative to domestic abuse. We have on the line with us a man who fears that his wife, and this is pretty hard stuff to hear, so if you've got kids in the room, I'd appreciate it if you'd get them out of the room. And I, as a stepfather, I empathize with you, but this is difficult stuff to hear, so please have the kids out of the room. We have a man who suspects that his wife wants to kill him. His name is Steve. He's calling us from, we got in touch with him actually from Corona, through some people who know you. And you suspect she wants to kill you because of this song. One of the reasons, because of this song by the Dixie Chicks, sir, called Goodbye Earl.
Yeah, it's a song about a woman who's, she wants to kill her husband because he beat her up. And when I come home the other night, my wife was listening to the song.
This was about a week and a half ago?
It was a week and a half ago. She's not even a woman who enjoys country music, so I cannot attribute this to any taste in it or enjoying it, any kind of musical taste. But she was listening to it, swirling around the room, dancing around the room. And, I mean, I got scared for the first time in a long time because the song is about a woman who was going to kill a man who abused her.
And you suspect that your wife, who you said was whistling while she was sharpening a knife, who brought you a beer for the first time in 15 years, and who took your measurements and then went out and cleared her trunk out, you add all of that up to mean she wants to kill you.
I think, sir, and I know that, you know, people are going to call...
I'm not calling you paranoid, but I'm saying that... Is there a leap of faith that we...
No, sir. I'm saying what's going on here is that she wants to kill me because of all those things put together.
All right. This is the song Goodbye Earl.
Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there.
She's filing for divorce.
Okay, so he violates a restraining order, puts her in intensive care.
Right away, Mary Ann flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight.
That's her friend.
Okay, so they're going
to
kill Earl.
They're going to kill Earl. And my wife is at home with that full blast.
Okay, let me put it on a stop. If I put it stop, will it stop right at that point, Craig? Pause, okay. All right, you are afraid that your wife is planning to murder you based upon the fact that you came home and she was listening to that song.
She was not only listening to the song, Mr. Hendry, but can you imagine coming home to your home where your wife has that cranked up, I mean, all the way to 11. She's got it. It was full blast. She was dancing around the house. Goodbye, Earl. And I went to my room, and I tried to collect myself. I went up to our bedroom, and I said a prayer. I said, please, dear Jesus, don't let her kill me. Please, dear Jesus, let me live. And that's what I'm going on now. My attorney is trying to work out a restraining order on her so that she cannot come within 3 feet of me. I've tried to use some masking tape down the middle of the room to try to keep her away from me. I'd also like to say at this time that I think the Dixie Chicks could be indicted for conspiracy to commit murder. And I will just...
The Dixie Chicks. I mean, they've gotten some heat for this song, from what I understand, but you think they ought to be indicted?
I would like to see that, yes, sir.
For conspiracy to commit murder?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Arroyo, Oregon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello, Arroyo, Oregon.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Diane.
Phil. Yes, Diane.
And I was calling in. I am concerned of this gentleman's feelings, but to me it sounds like I think his wife is messing with his head. I think she's trying to get you to think that she wants to cause harm to you.
In other words, she doesn't really want to kill him.
I don't think so. And, you know, the song.
Well, all I did was grab her arm and push her out of a bar.
Yeah.
And you pushed her up against, you said you pushed her up against a car, too.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Well, I don't think that warrants the domestic abuse. However, have you thought of approaching her with, you know, why are you listening to this song? And, you know...
I did, and she said to me, that she thought that I enjoyed country music. Now, I do come from Tennessee, and I have listened to country music, but why would she get the Dixie Chicks? Okay, I enjoy Merle Haggard. I've always been more of a traditionalist. I like Ricky Skaggs. I've never listened to Dixie Chicks.
Does your wife listen to country music?
No, sir, she doesn't.
Well, then maybe she did get it for you.
I don't listen to no Dixie Chicks, though. That's something I would never do. See, that I'm just scared. That's all I'm saying. I'm scared, and my attorney tells me that I can get a restraining order on her. My attorney also told me, because I have been subjected to a lot of ridicule at work from friends of mine who know the problem that I'm going through with my wife. They know that there is a situation that we're going through right now. I have been subjected to ridicule from my friends, and I feel that I should be able to get a restraining order on my friends from laughing at me on account of the situation.
You can get a restraining order to keep your friends from laughing at you?
My understanding is, yes, I can. That's all I'm trying to do. I want to work this deal out. I don't want her to kill me. Whatever it is that she's got against me, I'd love to work it out with her.
Well, is there somewhere that you could go stay for a while?
Yeah, stay and then maybe talk to her or something, you know, yeah. On the phone.
Do you think I should get away from her?
I would go stay with a friend for a week or so.
Do you think she wants... Well, right, then you're saying that she wants to kill me.
No, I don't think she does. Remember that movie, Fried Green Tomatoes?
What? No, ma'am, I did not see it.
Well, it's kind of basically the same thing.
Oh, God.
Bill, do you remember that movie?
No. I remember the actor. I didn't see it, no.
Fried Green Tomatoes, I can't...
Did they kill some guy? They kill an abusive guy?
It was based, like, in the 1960s. But
I think you need to relax first, Steve. Your wife hasn't attempted to kill... She could cut your throat in the middle of the night.
No. I think she wants to make it look good. Oh, man.
All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Calabasas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just don't. You know, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to Calabasas. Is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
You know, I could barely hear you. I just think this guy needs some help. He sounds like he's in a ton of pain.
Well, I am in pain. When your woman wants to kill you, cut your throat from ear to ear with a paring knife, all I've ever done...
But wait a second. She was just whistling while she was sharpening the knife, right?
You know something? What?
I just find, like, a part of that hard to believe, and I just think that... You know, he needs some help. I'm no psychologist, but...
Oh, so now you're saying that... See, this is the thing, Mr. Andrew, that I think happens in a lot of domestic abuse situations. Now you want to say that I'm crazy.
Well, you just sound like you're in a lot of pain, and I'm not questioning that, but...
Well, how come I get to... How come she gets to kill me?
It's hard to believe that, you know, she's measuring you to put you in a trunk. I mean, are you living with her?
Yes, ma'am. I live with my wife.
I think the previous caller had a good point. Maybe you need to leave right now. But in the meantime, you probably need to talk to a counselor or something.
Yeah, but if you think I need to leave, then you do believe she wants to kill me. And that's what I'm scared about.
Well, I don't think...
Wait a second. I haven't heard... Look, you grabbed her by the arm and pulled her out of a bar. And while it did bruise her and while it's unacceptable behavior, it's not like you've had a history of beating her up or anything, okay?
Yeah, but she told me that she's all down on domestic abuse, which I am too. Why would she buy that record and play it full blast?
Because she...
Well, maybe you need a mediator, like a counselor, and you and her can sit down and discuss this and you can tell her how you feel, but...
I try
to live in that house and pretend like nothing's going on.
Well, here's the deal. I have taken steps to protect myself. I've been advised to wear a metal collar or some kind of a metal chain around my neck so that she can't cut my throat.
Well, that's ridiculous. Well,
but you have to understand, if I'm asleep and I have to sleep because I've got to get up, I've got to work, and I've got a family to support,
is there children in the house?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, there are three children in my house.
What?
Wait. You're wearing a tight metal chain around your neck so she won't cut your throat?
Yes, I will. Yes, I do.
Sir, you need to get some help.
Why do I need help? She's the one playing Goodbye
Earl.
Because
there's kids in your house.
She's playing Goodbye Earl. What's that all about?
Ma'am,
well,
do you know...
I'm not familiar with that tune, but...
Some song by the Dixie Chicks where they kill the guy. You know, he beat up the woman and they kill him. It's actually gotten some controversy, who knows?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, but that's beside the point.
I have
the
taken...
Whole thing
I want seems... the two of you to understand that you don't know what it's like, because I go to bed at night, I have a tight metal collar around my neck, and yes, I have to wear almost like a chastity belt devise.
Well, you talk to your attorney.
I don't want her pulling a one of these.
Does your attorney know you're living like this?
My attorney says that I should get a restraining order on her while I'm living there.
How can you get a restraining order on somebody that you live with?
So that they don't come near me. I mean, I live with them, but they can't come near me.
And you got
I've
a chastity.
Never heard of...
What are you wearing a chastity belt for?
Because of this whole Lorena Bobbitt deal. If she tries to pull that.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I'll tell you something right now. I am so full of fear.
Well, you need to get out of there.
If you say that, then you believe that I...
You need to get out of there.
I think the first suggestion...
How old are your children?
My daughter April is 10, and my other daughter Jennifer is 8.
Well, they've got to be feeling some of this craziness. Your priority is taking care of those kids.
I understand that. I just...
You need to get
you can't
out
go
of
to,
there.
You can't go to bed at night wearing a chain chastity belt.
And if you're so afraid of your wife, you need to get your children safe place.
She won't hurt the girls. I know she won't hurt the girls. She worships the ground they walk on. She
never
hurt the girls.
That's what everybody says. You know, and then they're
what
on
about
the
my friends
talk
who,
news.
What about my friends who laugh at me? Because I can get a restraining.
Don't care about what people think, sir. You just need to get some help.
No, but my understanding
is... You need a professional.
Can I get a restraining order on my friends?
What does your attorney say?
He says that I can get a restraining order so they don't laugh at me.
I don't think you can get a restraining order on somebody not to laugh at you, but I'm not a lawyer. Ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
It's valuable advice. 1-800-449-8686 as we continue part 5 in our 7-part series, Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution. This is The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686, part 5 of our 7-part series, Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution. On the line with us is a caller from Corona, California. He is a guest of ours. His name is Steve, and he fears that his wife wants to kill him. He manhandled her outside of a bar one night. As a result of that, she was very upset. He feels that she wants to kill him by putting a couple of clues together, and one of which is the playing of the Dixie Chicks song, Goodbye Earl. Have you thought about going to the police, sir?
The police won't do anything about it.
Why?
Because they, unless they have hard evidence that a crime's going to be committed, they won't do nothing about it. I know a crime's going to be committed, but they won't listen to me on account of all I got the Goodbye Earl song and the fact that my wife was whistling while, you know, peeling carrots and everything, but I know. In my heart, I know.
All right, so the police can't help you, but you know in your heart she's going to kill you because of this Goodbye Earl and peeling. Also, the 15 years she never brought you beer, and she did?
Yes, sir.
And what did you do with that beer?
I poured it down a drain. She put something in there to try to make me gag it up. No, sir, no, sir.
All right, here is Clifton Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
His wife is just having a little fun with him. He should have never laid his hands on her in the first place. And if she was going to kill him, she would have done it already. And he does need some serious psychiatric help.
Having fun?
Anybody
scaring a man like that's having fun, huh?
Yeah, if any man ever laid a hand on me, you betcha I'd scare him.
Well, you know something? I told her that I was sorry. That's not
good
enough?
You ought to be. You ought to be sorry.
That's not good enough?
Sometimes sorry's not good enough. No, sir, it's not.
Well, what else is good enough? I bet you never had the balls to do anything like that to a man. You live your life
through
another
woman. No man's ever laid a hand on me.
You live your life through other women, don't you?
No,
well, she
I don't.
Just said no man has ever laid a hand on her. Look, I'm not saying that your wife has a right to kill you.
She's got no right to murder me.
No, she's having fun scaring him.
You think that's what it is? Why?
Because that's her way of getting it out. She's scaring him. She wanted to kill you already. She wouldn't give you enough time to tell
her
attorney.
Did I get a bill from the hardware store for rope, tarp, and duct tape?
What do you think that is?
Because she had measured me. She had cleared out the trunk of her car.
No one who's going to kill somebody is going to make it that obvious. And anybody who wants to get friends for laughing at them, I'm not your friend, and I'm sitting here on the radio listening to you and laughing at you.
Why are they allowed to laugh at me, and I can't have no restraining order on them?
Because look at you. You're ridiculous.
Well,
wife is not going to kill you. She wouldn't have given you any clues. She would have already done it.
Well, it's possible that she would not, it wouldn't matter to him or to her what she showed him because she's going to kill him.
That's what I'm thinking.
But
do you think she'd give him time to notify his attorneys and...
Well, that's a good point.
And
If anything happens to you, Steve, your wife comes under immediate suspicion, okay?
Well, but I haven't told my attorney.
You said your attorney wants you want to get a restraining order.
Yes, sir. But I didn't tell him that she's planning on killing me.
Well, then I would suggest that you do that.
Then who told you to wear chastity belts and things around your neck?
That was something that I had spoken with a couple of people who had worked on a domestic abuse hotline, and they suggested that I wear iron, some kind of an iron girding. See, nobody wants to believe me. And this woman will laugh, Mr. Hendry, until I'm dead. Then she may not be laughing no more.
She's not going to kill you. She's having... Look, you're behaving like a little kid. I mean,
how,
you're so...
How would you behave?
So
how would you
be? Woman.
How would you behave if you knew that a woman was going to kill you?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be sleeping in the same bed as her or living with her.
So, then you wouldn't... Then I should get out.
If you honestly believe she's going to kill you, but I think you're being absolutely ridiculous.
What about a restraining order?
What is this restraining order?
You were
okay?
A real big man when you pushed her, though, weren't you?
Oh, so now I deserve to die?
No, but you were a big enough man then, and now you're so afraid of her. Good for her.
No woman.
I wish I could pat your wife on the back.
Let me tell you something. I tell a woman to leave a bar. I mean, she leave the bar right now. She's not going to sit there and start flirting and dancing, what have you.
Well,
okay?
Do you go to the bars?
Huh?
Do you go to the bars?
Sure I do. That's where I met her. I met my woman in a bar, okay?
And you're married and you still go out to a bar?
Look, you met her in a bar. She's going to want to go to bars.
She's standing there dancing, making me look like the fool. She got me looking like a fool. Now,
do you go
I just
out to the bars
her,
without her?
Huh?
Do you go out to the bars without her?
I go out and have a beer with my friends, which I think a working man is entitled to do.
Good for your wife, then, because everything you're entitled to, so is your wife.
She can't go dancing when I tell her to leave. Okay?
This got nothing to do with it, okay? What we're talking about here is you grabbed her, you shouldn't have done that. You bruised her, you shouldn't have done that. Now you're afraid.
When I get home from work, my wife looks at my neck, then my private part, and then my neck again. Okay? Why does she do that?
Because you're out at the bar.
She's looking at my neck, then down at my penis area, then back at my neck. Why does she do that?
You're telling me when you come in through the door, your wife's looking at your neck, your crotch, and your neck.
Yeah. Why?
Maybe because she's going to cut your throat and cut your thing off.
See, that's what I'm saying, and you're making a joke about it. God damn both of you. God damn you.
Thank you for calling, ma'am. Here's San Bernardino on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes.
You know, just first of all, calm down. Calm down, okay? I don't think she's going to do anything to you. But you know what? You know what?
Wouldn't you?
You know what? I don't live in your home, but, I mean, I know how people can manipulate things in their minds, and I think, you know what? I know you're going to think that I don't believe you and all those kind of things, but
yeah.
I think that you're blowing this up.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Am I not legally entitled to get a restraining order on someone who looks at me funny?
I'm not aware of that. I mean, if
that was
possible.
You see what I'm saying? Because she's looking at me funny, and I don't want to lose my little Steven, which is what I, I call my penis, and she's looking at me funny. I should be able to get a restraining order on her for looking at me funny-like.
You know what? If I were you, I wouldn't even get a restraining order. Just leave.
Oh, God.
And you know what? You know what I think you should do personally?
What?
I think that you should maybe go check yourself into a psychiatric.
Oh, God.